I know this has been something you've been talking about for a while, wanting to get this helicopter. Poloncarz finally approved it for the budget for 2025. What can you tell me about this?
So when I took office back in January of 2022, I did an assessment of all the assets of the Erie County Sheriff's Office. Something that I noticed needed to be updated was Air One, our helicopter. 23 years old, so you could imagine the maintenance schedule kept it down on the ground more often than it was up in the air and available to us. We needed it to be available to us, and you know, from searching and for people with dementia or kids that are missing, Buffalo Bills games, you know, these chases that we used to do for stolen vehicles, we no longer do those. They're unsafe. It's like having a missile going 90 miles per hour through the city or the county. You can't outrun a helicopter. So we saw the need, and then, of course, there's a pay that comes along with it. And to be fiscally responsible, what we did was that we had the county, we had reached out to the state, Assemblyman Pat Burke, appropriated $1 million towards the helicopter, and then Congressman Nick Langworthy did $4.5 million. So, but that doesn't mean we stopped. Even though the helicopter now is paid in full, we are going to still continue to seek out funds for that helicopter from the governor's office, and we're hoping that next year we'll be able to do so, because this is something generational. Our helicopter now has been here for 23 years, and this new helicopter, which is a much more modern and efficient aircraft, I hope to have it working for the county for 25 years. So yes, there's an initial cost at the front, but maintaining an old helicopter, it's not inexpensive, it's not cheap. It's still tax dollars that are going down the drain to maintain an old piece of aircraft that 30% of the time it's available for us to go up in the air. We had a Buffalo Bills game this year where it was not available, and that can happen because it's a great tool to really survey the entire area. It's obviously 70,000 people, so there's a lot of cars, a lot of moving parts, a lot of people that get lost, and also as a to deter any kind of incident, terrorist attack from happening. So I'm very proud that we have three pilots out of 180 deputies. That's unheard of. So we have the talent, we have the pilots, what we need, and we got a new helicopter.
So will this be retiring Air One, or will this allow for it to have a prolonged life?
So that's a great question. I think what we need to do is not make a decision right away. Let's see what the cost is to the taxpayers in maintaining Air One. And because no matter that we have a new helicopter, still has a maintenance schedule, so it's going to be down. So in those cases, do we have Air One be up? So the return on selling it was minimal. So it may make sense to keep Air One as a backup, but we're not going to decide that until we figure out how much it's going to cost. What we also could do, if we do get additional funds to repay the Erie County taxpayer, get additional funds from the state or the federal government, is maybe that we'll pass along this helicopter to one of our neighboring sheriff's offices that are in dire need of a helicopter, as Niagara County is. So this is a regional resource. Today we were talking about doing search warrants in the city of Buffalo, in the town of Amherst. The Erie County Sheriff's Office is a regional resource. This helicopter is not just for the areas we cover. It's not only for Erie County, it's for everyone. And we're really the only proactive helicopter up in the air.
With this helicopter, is this a brand new helicopter, or has this been one that has been used before by another office?
No, so this is a brand new Airbus helicopter that we were very fortunate, because since COVID, the supply chain has been absolutely terrible. And so there was a cancellation by a police agency somewhere in our nation, and it became available to us. So we were fortunate to be offered the opportunity to purchase a brand new helicopter that was in production. So it's not like a vehicle that you buy and then you customize. Everything has to be done at the same time. But I'm looking forward for 2025 to get this new helicopter. And very good question that you asked earlier. Are we going to keep Air One? That's a decision that we're going to make down the road.
Now, with some of the features on the helicopter, can you tell me about any of that? Like, maybe is there, like, radar tracking? Is there, like, infrared cameras on that?
You know, we have a specialist for everything, and that's a really good question, and I can't answer that. I just know that it's a twin engine, which is very important, and it has the...
Is it the hoist?
What, on the new machine?
The winch.
Yeah, the new hoist is it's got larger, you know, the whole machine has larger capacity and better hoist capabilities, and we can fit more passengers and rescue efforts. And it's a twin engine machine, so you know that redundancy is obviously important when you're up in the sky.
So you got to remember, we cover the entire county, adjoining counties, anytime they need assistance, in 90 miles of coastline, and that's important because you know when there's a boat in distress. Having the twin-engine new helicopter, a drone cannot do that. I know there's been talk about drones and so forth. They have a purpose. If you want to do a crime scene, you could put a drone up. Crowds, you could do a drone up and see how many people we have and so forth. Search, recovery, rescue, following stolen vehicles, helping people on the lake, on the river. There's no substitute for a helicopter. We could get across the county in no time.
And one final question. When could we expect to see Air 2?
We will see Air 2 in 2025, but as you know, it's hard to pinpoint a date because right now it's in production. It's getting all the bells and whistles put on. And we're very fortunate that we also received a $2.9 million grant from New York State for technology. So that's being utilized for it. So we're very fortunate. Really, everything aligned where we didn't want to have the Erie County taxpayers burdened with the entire cost. And we at least got right now $6 million from outside the county. We will continue seeking out funds, not only for the helicopter, but for any and all improvements within the Sheriff's Office.